Rydell's gig, the Heron, was moored in amongst half a dozen vaguely similar craft. I had expected something about the size of the Mermaid, in which Nick had ferried me, last time I was here. The Heron was considerably smaller though, and it would be a squeeze getting more than the two of us into her. A purist would say it was more of a skull than a gig. We sat side by side in the bridge to look at her analysis. It was rather less roomy there than my bedroom at the Rileys, but since the harbour porpoise was still with Boris, there wasn't much choice. Rydell first got Capstone to display the increments as a kind of contour map, overlaid onto the Isles of Scilly. It wasn't very revealing. There were certainly some minor local variations from island to island, but it looked random to me. Then she pulled back to show the whole asteroid belt. That was different. Just as she had said, Ceres and Vesta showed huge peaks. Ceres was the larger, and the amount across the Scilly Isles was dwarfed in comparison. I nodded. That looks convincing. But it doesn't tell us much about the cause.
Now see what happens if we scale for population size rather than show simple totals.
The display changed. This time the Ceres and Vesta peaks were almost identical in size. The total values might be different, but the subsequent disbursements had been chosen so as to make the amount per recipient the same. That spoke of careful planning. Meanwhile, Pallas was flat, and the various other domes here and there, around the belt, showed nothing as well. That was really interesting. You mentioned Mars?
Well, yes. There's a few places on Mars itself, and a tiny scatter on Phobos. Nothing on Deimos. Here.
The Martian system appeared. As she had said, Deimos showed the same low-level random splutter as the Scillies. Phobos showed a little bit more, but nothing very definite. Mars, with its wide diversity of settlements in different places, showed an equally wide variety. In amongst that, were several peaks, reaching almost the same value as Ceres and Vesta, but the data was patchy. I leaned back. Slate, what is there in common between those places?
I'll see what I can find out. And I've just fired off a query to Khufu down in London to see if we have any similar data on the Jovian system. Capstone tells me that he and Rydell have no details for there.
Khufu was the main pyramid installation supporting the Finsbury Circus office, together with those other scattered souls who, like Slate and I, were on detached work off-planet. Vaster than a persona and more capable, he was also more serious, less easily sparked into lively debate, and not really the sort of individual you would want to spend time with. He did, however, have access to a colossal amount of information, and was able to leverage this to make connections the rest of us might miss. At any rate, a query going down to the Finsbury office and back would take the better part of an hour, given the relative locations of Briar and Earth just now. So we had time to spare. Time to see what we could do for ourselves with this puzzle. While waiting for Slate's analytics to initialize, I half turned to look at Rydell. Her skin was darker than mine, and as we had boarded the Heron, she had gathered her unruly ringleted hair back into a more orderly bob. She glanced at me briefly, and I looked back at the screen. It was ready now.
Any ideas?
We need to find the common factor. Let's see what Khufu comes up with. To my surprise, it was Capstone who answered.
Slate and I have been working together on this, Mitnash. You see, I have a lot of demographic data that isn't relevant for your normal investigations into fraud. But it fits very neatly with what Slate already knows, and means we can eliminate most possibilities. So far as we can tell, there's only one common feature that appears to have any relevance to the matter. Ceres and Vesta use a twin Sarsen pair as the main financial deal hub. Deimos and Pallas do not. Mars has a lot of different systems here and there, so it's harder to tell.
He's right, Mit. Pallas has a single Sarsen with a lot of upgrades to quicken her up. Deimos has a routing engine down to Mars, based on a cut-down ziggurat. No real local processing at all. The main Mars site at Elysium Planitia has a full pyramid, but there are a lot of sites elsewhere on the planet which do have twins. A couple of them are reasonably close to the peaks, but there is no direct connection that I can see yet.
From memory though, the twinned pair is a fairly common configuration. We mainly see it in finance, but it's very widespread beyond that too. Ship navigation and all. I'm not surprised that there are several like that on Mars. Slate and I can send a query to get a full list across the system, if we think it would help. But does anyone here on the islands use twinned Sarsens?
Oh yes. The main financial hub on St. Mary's. You remember, we talked about it, last time we were here.
Rydell stirred.
Actually, there is another, though hardly anybody knows about it yet. Back on Martins we have one as well. I'm telling you this in absolute confidence, but there is a move by some of us there, to take the island's steel processing away from Mary's. We're putting together a proposal right now, listing a number of occasions when the Mary's hub has either underperformed or thrown errors. Acquiring the twinned pair was part of the proof of concept.
This was news to Slate and I. At a guess, it would be news to Elias as well, but Rydell had effectively sworn us to secrecy, for the time being.